Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
There's a lovely book from the pen of G. Campbell Morgan called The Answers of Jesus to Job. In his introduction, he writes, quote, "If there be no New Testament, then we still have the book of Job. It will remain in literature, but it will be the record of an unanswered agony. There is no answer to Job till we find it in Jesus." End quote. Thus, Jesus is not only the fulfillment of the Old Testament prophecies and the antitype to its profusion of types and shadows, as well as the hero of its Christophanies and the key to understanding the Messianic Psalms. He is also the glorious answer to its thorny questions. Not just that he knows the answers, he is the answer, as Morgan shows. In Job's longing for a, quote, "mediator between us, who may lay his hand on us both," Job 9:33, we discover, quote, "one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus," 1 Timothy 2:5. To his question, quote, "if a man dies, shall he live again?" Job 14:14, our Lord responds, quote, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live." John 11, verse 25. When Job is falsely accused on earth, he says, quote, "surely even now my witness is in heaven." Job 16:19. Is it? Yes, quote, "for Christ has entered into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us." Hebrews 9:24. I'll leave the book's outline unfinished for your further study. But in this way, the divine record, traced by Morgan, builds the case that all of Job's deep questions, and all of ours, are met in one glorious answer. I dare say the answer is far more glorious than Job could imagine, and perhaps than we will ever understand. To think that the hand that firmly grasps the mighty scepter of the universe also bears nail wounds born for us. Surely we can trust someone like that.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.